You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 178. The first volume of the series Running Through Corridors has just been released from Mad Norwegian Press, and that is a comprehensive, and I do mean comprehensive, episode-by-episode review of Doctor Who from 1963 all the way up to The End of Time, Part 2. I interviewed its authors, Rob Shearman and Toby Haydock, on the Doctor Who podcast number 53, TheDoctorWhoPodcast.com, appearing on a podcast feed near you. But here's a proper short review of it. I've had Rob and Toby on the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast before, and I've met them at conventions. And what I like about them, they're genuinely humble, both of them. Genuinely witty, they're genuinely, well, genuine. And they're genuinely talented, completely apart from Doctor Who. As with most of us, there's much more to them than just this show. And that makes them actually the perfect people to embark upon this huge project, 323 pages in the first volume alone, to not just survey, but delve into every episode from An Unearthly Child to End of Time. You're there with them as they squander their pub time at Gallifrey 1 in 2009 to watch Galaxy 4 of all stories. Their reviews are 95% about the stories and an important 5% about what's going on in their own lives during the project. And Rob and Toby explicitly seek out the positives in every story. They don't always find it, but the important thing is that they aren't on a nitpicking mission. Sure, there are flaws in some of these Hartnell and Troughton stories, but you can't write a celebration of Doctor Who without reminding yourself that your purpose is to celebrate. It's not a naive celebration. It's a thoughtful look at the growth and development of a television program that struck a chord with these two writers, and during the period of the first volume, at least, struck a chord with a nation. My only gripe with the book is that for each episode, Rob pretty much sets the agenda and then Toby gets the last word, and I would have liked to have seen them mix it up a bit. Listen, the bottom line is that it's a great book and you should buy it. Regular listeners know that while I knew about Doctor Who when I was a kid, I didn't come to know Doctor Who until 2005. I've seen the merest fraction of classic episodes, but I love this book. It is not for people who have no interest in the classic series, but anyone who appreciates the history of the show, whether they've seen one classic story or 50, they will find this book compelling. And then they'll be compelled to buy more classic DVDs. Mission accomplished, Rob and Toby. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord and visit facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon.